Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about typefaces and typography and talking about developing a crucial awareness with respect to visualizing your data and more generally, just talking about visuals in general, about using both typefaces and typography when producing online content and how there are so many subtle levels to all of these things and trying to figure out the functionality of both typefaces and typography, as well as creating a nice aesthetic, just making sure things look good in terms of your text. So, that said, welcome back to this episode, the third part in my ongoing series about data visualization, typefaces and typography. I like to think of those as the two T's. But anyways, welcome back to Leighton Branding, everybody. I'm just going to lay out some working definitions between typeface and typography. And, you know, there's some slide between these two concepts, so I don't want to act as though they're completely separate from one another. But just for the sake of this podcast and to sort of have a coherent conversation about them, typography is sort of like font, right? Typography is, I also think, sort of the broader category. Typography is things like Times New Roman, Garamond, Calibri, the dreaded Comic Sans, and it's sort of the style of words and text. Typeface is a little bit different, and it comes from when you actually had to sort of take a machine and create some sort of typeface to sort of stamp down on paper. And typeface is sort of font size, and whether it's bolded, and whether it is in italics. And, you know, when you were a printer, you had to have all of these different kinds of physical types of typography, as well as typefaces sort of in sort of little coherent units. So letters and numbers and things like that. It's very expensive. Now we can change typography and typeface so quickly that a lot of times we think of them as the same, although historically they've been quite different, generally because of the materials that they're required to have. So again, just to recap there, typography is basically your font and the style of your letters and your numbers, and then typeface is your size, your bold, your italics, sort of the things that affect that general style. And now I'm just going to run through some terms about typography, just to give you, and as well as typeface, just to give you a better sense of sort of just the general terms. So number one is size, right? There's some typography, and then there's some typefaces that are really thick. There's some that are really thin. And basically, each character, letter, number, general characters, have a particular height, and some of them have a particular width. And so you can sort of have, actually, within each character, a height and width depending on the typography, as well as depending on the typefaces. The second term for typography is leading or letting, depending on who you are. And this basically describes the vertical space between each line of type. It was originally called this because there were strips of lead that were between each one. I call it leading, but it's letting generally from the historical reason. And basically you can think about this as it's generally, leads to a more comfortable read, and it's sort of what separates the lines of type. And then the third term that's important to know is things that are kerning. And kerning sort of acts as it adjusts, and it's the size of the space between the characters. And so it's basically, you know, what happens between, let's say, when uppercase letters meet one another, when lowercase letters meet one another. You think of sort of the spacing between letters. And graphic designers and graphic artists know kerning a lot. And so it's important to sort of just be aware of that. That's the term for the spaces between each letter. And usually these things are standardized and with things like Word or PowerPoint, but good graphic designers really pay attention to kerning. The fourth term is measure. basically this is the width of a text block. it's really important to think about this when you're trying to sort of optimize reading experiences. The fifth term is simply hierarchy, is knowing, you know, the order of your headings, the order of your subheadings. And it's, so for instance, if you're dealing with HTML, hierarchy is very important, right? Header one, header two, header three. We see this in HTML all the time. So that's the fifth term, hierarchy. Why are knowing these five terms important? Well, we sort of know them on an intuitive level. It's when we consume that information. It's another thing to think about it as the producers of the information. So the number one takeaway I always tell people about why you need to know typography and typefaces is, what does a font look like when it's in all capitals versus in lowercase? And so the difference there and knowing all of these terms allow you to describe why a certain typography looks good in all caps or looks good in lowercase and not vice versa. So it gives you a language for describing text and working with text. It also gives you a good sense of whether a text is interesting or not, whether an audience, the consumers of the graphic or the data visualization, will really receive the text well. And so my number one takeaway when dealing with both typography and typeface is to always deal with the same typography within one graphic. You don't want to change your typography within the graphic. Now, from graphic to graphic, you can, of course, change the typography. Some graphic designers, some data visualizationists, really sort of pay attention to having a consistent typography. But it's okay to change your typography from visualization to visualization, but you don't ever want to change them within the actual visualization. My second main takeaway is to really think about whether people want beautiful typography, aesthetically pleasing typography, or if they sort of want industrial, pragmatic typography. And this is really important because I sort of think of this as one of the main differences between a graphic designer and a data visual practitioner. Data viz practitioners? I don't really know what to call people who do data visualizations. I always want to say visualizationists or like sort of like magicians. But it's important to think here because graphic designers often want things good looking. Contemporary graphic designers have a predilection for making things look good. And sometimes that can involve maybe perhaps too fancy of data visualizations or graphics and visuals. So sometimes the simpler is the better, and you want to go perhaps with the more industrial-oriented typeface. Obviously, the very pragmatic one is Times New Roman, although people generally think you're sort of leaving Word on its sort of default settings. But again, it's just something to consider that you don't always want a good-looking typographical choice. Sometimes you want a more pragmatically oriented one. My third takeaway, my third piece of advice for thinking about typography and typeface is thinking about what is used most often. So going back to what I just said about Times New Roman, you know that Times New Roman is the default, which means that it's sort of the privileged typographical choice. People are most familiar with it. So that generally means they're not going to pay a lot of attention to it. There are some people who might be snooty or snobby about Times New Roman, but it's generally a typographical choice that can get overlooked. So if you're looking to, you know, add labels to your X and Y graphs, or, you know, if you're using JavaScript and, you know, labeling a complicated chart or graph or interactive graphic, it's important to think perhaps maybe Times New Roman will be helpful. And it's sort of helpful because it's sort of a workhorse typography. It does a lot of things. It gets in and out very quickly. I'm usually partial to Garamond, although sometimes Garamond can be distracting. It's a little too curvy. It's a little bit smaller. Sometimes it's harder to read. So usually when I label my data visualizations, I use Garamond. But again, it catches people's eyes. But because it catches people's eyes, it's not quite as much of a workhorse font, What ends up happening is that every once in a while there's someone who's going to notice it and not like it. So just to recap there, my third sort of takeaway about typography is to sort of think about what are sort of the workhorse font and typographical choices versus what are the ones that are going to catch people's attention, but that itself may have drawbacks. And finally, my fourth and last sort of piece of advice about typography is to think about standardized typography. So think about the type of typographies that various kinds of websites use. So Facebook retains a weird loyalty to Lucida Grand / Tahoma. It sort of uses generally the same typography throughout all of its various profiles and sort of ecosystem. And it basically takes away all of the choices of designers to make visuals or for writers to participate with one another. But what does that also do? It also allows people the experience and the expectation to come back and sort of have the same typography and experience the same thing. So what Facebook does is it allows people to look through typographical choices and solely at the message. It does a good job of divorcing form from content. And so when you are designing your graphic visualizations and data visualizations, it's important to think about, do you want people to look at the typography or do you want people to look through it? And to what extent do you want them to do either of those things? Because they're going to do both of them. Ultimately, however, as I sort of come to the conclusion here in this episode, it's simply important to consider typography. And if it's not in your standard thing to consider as you are writing, as you are adding labels to graphs, as you are adding labels to charts, you really want to think about it. And I don't just mean sort of take a couple of minutes and make a choice about it. It's try out different types of typography within a variety of contexts and sort of add it to one of the decision-making processes that you create as you generate data visualizations. All right? So that brings us to the end of the episode. Once again, I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. You can contact me. My email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com, and my Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. Once again, my Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. All right, everybody, thanks for listening.